Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo! Welcome in to the House of L podcast. I am the L of House of L. Thank you so much for listening. I was not expecting to do a podcast tonight. I was actually looking forward, after having a bit of a stressful day today, to kicking back and watching The Boys on Amazon Prime and just being on the couch. But the reason that I am doing the podcast, and I'm happy to do it, I like talking with the people about some of this stuff, and I promised that House of L would be a little bit more bearsy than it has been, and considering that the score's got a Cubs game coming up, it's not like I can jump on the air, but I have a podcast, which is great, so I'm going to use that podcast. Before we get started on the news of the day, the House of L podcast is brought to you by David Hochberg, my man, 855-56-DAVID.com. If you are looking to buy a home or if you would like to refinance a home, that's the guy that you want on your side. He is taking care of me when I've gone out and tried to buy property. I actually succeeded in buying the property, but he helped me a ton with getting stuff done. He's a good man and thorough. So if you need to, you should hit him up. 56David.com is the website. 855-56-DAVID is his number. And tell him that you heard about him on the House of L podcast. We are also brought to you by Mazda of Orland Park, ZoomZoomNation.com. If you buy a car out there, it is a wonderful experience. Tell them that you heard about them on this very podcast. Let's get to it. According to Adam Schefter, and it's rare that he's wrong, Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the starting quarterback for your Chicago Bears to start week one. If you go back in the tongue-in-cheek episode that I did, I believe it was 130, that I'm a Mitch guy now, I talked about this. There's no reason to not start him. And think about this. If you go and trade a guy, and then you guarantee him $21 million, and he doesn't come in and immediately show that he's better than the quarterback that you already had on your roster, you may have made a mistake in guaranteeing him money. I was talking with Robert Mays about this on The Score this afternoon, and we were both saying how that market, the quarterback market this year, was ripe for an opportunity for the Bears to not have to give up anything other than cash to bring in a quarterback to take the job from Trubisky. Whether we're talking about Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton, who was just out there, was out there for $7 million. Now, maybe Cam didn't want to come to Chicago, but maybe that number is $12 million and he changes his mind. You guaranteed $21 million over 3 years to Nick Foles. But let's talk about Mitch for a second. Let's talk about a practical reason why he was named starter. I've been saying it for weeks, and I know I'm going all Barry Horowitz on you here with pat on the back, but one of the main reasons that you're going to start Mitch in week one of Detroit is because there's a preponderance of evidence that Mitch kills Detroit. If you look at his record, if you look at his best games, they have been against Matt Patricia and the Lions defense. And what is it that the Lions defense do that makes it easy for Mitch? They play man coverage and they don't blitz. If you take pretty much any quarterback, but a quarterback that's got some really good physical tools like Mitch, and you make the reads easy for him, you can block it up because you don't have to worry about where the blitz is coming from, and you can point to him and say, hey, Allen Robinson's probably got a chance to win his route. Anthony Miller on a crossing route probably has a good chance to win his route. Look for those two guys, and if nothing's there, throw the ball away or get upfield and get as many yards as you can. You can't tell me that the opponent didn't matter here. If this were, let's pick out some of the best defensive coaches in the league. We can even go to the top. If this is Bill Belichick, and you're giving him an opportunity to scheme up Mitch, although in that game that they played, Mitch actually did play decently against New England. But if you're talking about the top defensive coaches in the league, they are going to look at the tape and they're going to say, what does this guy not do well? Well, he doesn't handle zone coverages as well as he handles man coverage. So let's zone it up. Let's drop 7 or drop 8, which is what a lot of teams do against Trubisky, and they have success. Or if we're talking about Vic Fangio, let's put some pressure on him. Let's see what happens when we put some pressure on him. Let's zone blitz him. Along with playing some zone, let's blitz out of the zone. Because going all the way back through college, this is what Mitch has struggled with. It didn't make any sense in a preseason where you had no games that you would make a quarterback change unless you were making that change on the first day that Nick Foles walked in. And I say to you again, that if he wasn't good enough to beat Mitch outright, then you may have made a mistake in guaranteeing him money. Now, Mitch has an opportunity that's sitting in front of him. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing if he finally seizes it. If he finally jumps in and says, you know what, I can do this. And he puts his money where his mouth is. Let me go back to Wednesday. I thought it was interesting, the press conference that Matt Nagy gave, and I wanted to share a few minutes of it with you so that you understand what they're talking about, okay? This is Matt Nagy talking about making the decision and getting the decision out quickly so that they can get on with their week. I'll explain what that means after you listen to what the head coach had to say.
The conversations that go on with the players involved in the decision, and then the team when they find out. To me, the first people that need to find out are the quarterbacks, and that'll be a discussion that I have with them. And they're going to always get me shooting straight from the hip. And when we do that, or when I do that, then we'll go ahead with the next chain of command on how we do that. And I just know that the team believes in both of these guys, and so whoever it is, I'm not concerned at all about that from the team aspect.
Hey, Matt, you've said on a few occasions that even you have to wait until the opener to know exactly what you've got. And I'm just curious, after this, you know, very different and somewhat awkward offseason, what's your most honest assessment of where you are and how comfortable you feel about your team heading into week one, especially relative to year one and year two?
Sure. I think I tend to be an optimistic guy, and it's been that way the last 2 years. And for, you know, first 2 years now, we've gone 0-1 to start the season, and it takes time to figure out. That first year, we had no idea going into it what we were going to be like. So there's a lot of unknowns. Last year, there was more knowns, and we were frustrated offensively that we didn't put up more points to help the defense and to help the team win. Now that we've had 2 years together for us to all learn our personalities and to kind of know where we're at schematically in three phases, there's more confidence, there's more expectations, but there's got to be patience as well, because it is a long season. So at the same time, I stay optimistic. We're excited. We're 10 days away. It's just, we feel like it's time in a lot of different ways. We have other competitions that are going on this team. We have a lot of players that are ready to just go out there and now put all that to the side and become one. And it's here.
Matt, do you think you'll tell the team?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sunday, is that the plan right now? I know you mentioned us yesterday that you guys were going to gather together. Would you want to know who the starter is by that practice?
Well, it would be, you know, there's a couple thoughts on that. We could. And I think that's still like when I leave this discussion right here, we're going to get up here at 12 o'clock. We have a personnel meeting that we're going to go through. It's going to start right there. And there's going to be there's always some interesting conversations in there with our coaches and our personnel staff with Ryan and his guys. We'll start there and then we'll get together, as offense and defensive staff, and we'll have our own discussions there. And then we'll break up from that and go individual. And then that's when we'll start having those discussions. And when we do, we will lean on each other to decide when is the best time. And like I said, there's one part of it to where you could say, well, there's gamesmanship and it hurts Detroit to not know who it is. There's another side where you just say, you know what, it's hurting yourself if you do that. And you need to be able to make a decision to help both of these quarterbacks, and not to mention to help us as a staff as well. So we're taking all that into consideration. We want to do it the right way. And it's out of respect to focusing more on our team than our opponent.
Do you lean more toward the figured out for yourselves than the gamesmanship side right now?
I think so. I think so, Pat. To tell you the truth, I would say yes. If that's the question being asked, we'd lean more towards that and care more about that. But we'll have to wait and see.
I give props to Matt Nagy for not stretching the whole thing out, although I do think that there's a happy medium that you don't have to either play cloak and dagger with the other team or be completely transparent. There's another option, and the option is tell the guys on your team who's going to start and don't tell the public. Don't let it leak out. Don't tell Adam Schefter who your starter's going to be. You can do it that way and still play the game that a lot of NFL coaches play, where they feel like they're making the other coaches work harder, spend more time watching tape, trying to figure out whether they're getting Foles or they're getting Trubisky. I think Patricia's going to do what he's going to do no matter what. And the differences between the two quarterbacks at this point, with no games to be played in a new system, I think the difference is negligible. And a tie goes to the runner, and the runner happens to be Mitchell Trubisky. I mean that both figuratively and literally. Tie goes to the runner here. This is what they're looking forward to. They're weak as far as the game plan going in. They'll get a couple extra days, because ordinarily what happens is a game ends. You have your advanced scouts that are doing stuff, but the game ends, the guys need to recover. They're doing all the ice bath stuff, and guys will come in and get a lift in on Monday. Victory Monday sometimes means that you don't even come to the facility. Tuesday is the day off, the designated day off that all players get. And then by Wednesday, you come in and you have your new game plan. You put it into practice for the next team. With the beginning of the season, you have a few extra days if you want to tighten some stuff up. So I imagine when the Bears get back to practice, they will do their install and they'll have a little bit of extra time. And so will Detroit. I'm not saying it's unique to the Bears to get themselves ready. So what I hear and what I had heard from Nagy a few days ago is that he wanted to get to this week and make the decision so that they weren't wasting snaps on still trying to figure it out. You look through the tape and their tape tells them that Mitch is a better choice for them right now than what Nick Foles is. Now what? This is going to be fun. And as I was saying before the soundbite, I'm really hopeful that Mitch can find himself. That doesn't mean that he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I really do hope that the Bears take advantage of who he is. Going back to my conversation with Robert Mays, he made a point on his podcast that I asked him about. And it was the idea that if you look at the Eagles offense under Nick Foles, where they had success, these are similar offenses. They are not the same. Matt Nagy will go out of his way to tell you that that is the case. But Foles had the most percentage of plays with play action in the league in 2018. Mitchell Trubisky last year had the fewest amount of plays with play action, like 19% or something like that. League average is somewhere, I want to say around 26% off of play action. Some of that is a byproduct of the fact that the Bears didn't try to run the ball last year. But I always felt like it's something that could help because it helps freeze linebackers even for a half a second. And it might allow for receivers to uncover and for there to be windows that are big enough for him to see and make throws in. We'll see if he actually is able to do that, if he is a better version of himself when we get the opportunity. Now, don't get me wrong. Both of these dudes are going to play. As much conviction as I had in the fact that Mitch was going to start the game against Detroit, I have the same amount of conviction for the fact that Nick Foles is going to find his way onto the field. They won't hesitate. The difference between where the Bears were over the last couple of years with Trubisky and now is that they at least have an option. Chase Daniel wasn't a viable option. He's an emergency dude. Like, that's a get you out of a game quarterback. That's a maybe make a start for you. This is an actual choice that the Bears now have at their disposal that they can go to. If Trubisky isn't getting right in meetings, if he isn't getting right at practice, if he isn't super focused, if he isn't understanding the game plan while the game is going on. Because here's the thing about Mitch. Everyone that you talk to around the Bears will tell you a couple of things about 10. He's an excellent teammate and he works his ass off. And he has good practices most of the time. The disconnect happens when he's trying to take what he's learned on the practice field and apply it in real game situations. It's easy to draw stuff on the board and say, oh, well, this is what we do if they're in a cover three look. This is what we do if they're in cover two and know exactly where the ball is supposed to go. This is what happens if they blitz. This is the receiver that goes hot. I know how to get the ball to that receiver. That's easy to do on the board. It's easy to do in practice when they can't touch you. It's not easy to do when you are in peril. And that's the difference. When you're in peril, can you calm yourself down enough to make the right decision, make the right play, and make the right throw? And so far in his career, we have not seen Mitch do that. But damn it if I'm not rooting for him. And I mean that. I truly mean that. I hope that this was what he needed to jumpstart his career. I'm not confident that that's the case, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that he'll take this opportunity and run with it. So that's all I got, man. I wanted to get this up and get this out to you. I wanted to be right because I love being right. And I wanted to get the information out to the people. Thanks to David Hochberg, 56David.com. Make sure you check him out. If you are buying a home or you're refinancing a home, he can help you. 56David.com. Oh, I meant to say this before because it's the truth. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061. And the folks over at Mazda of Orland Park, they've been very supportive, and we love that they're a part of this podcast. So I thank them for being a part of it. The Bears starting quarterback, according to Adam Schefter, is Mitchell Trubisky. Giddy up, let's ride. The season's in a week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.